Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. I just want to go back to Saturday as we start the week off to remember what happened to the Knicks. Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton made sure they didn't have to go back to New York for a game 7. Their fans waited 25 years to see it. Siakam had 31. Halliburton had 11 of his 21 in the fourth quarter. And the Pacers blew out the Knicks 125-108 for a 4-2 series win and their first trip to the NBA Finals since 2000. It's just the second time in Pacer history that they'll play for the championship. The series begins Thursday night in Oak City. Rick Carlisle said Pascal and Tyrese put on their backs this team and made sure that they weren't going to lose. They got it done, that's for sure. But our work has just begun. Of course, the place was going crazy. The gold-clad crowd at the field house all night going nuts. Siakam won the Larry Bird Trophy as Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Bird is the only other coach to take the Pacers to the finals. Halliburton finished with 13 assists. Obi-Wan Kenobi Toppin had 18 points, 6 rebounds against his former team, New York. OG Anunoby led the Knicks with 24. Towns had 22 and 14 boards. Brunson had 19, but they forced the Pacers 17 New York turnovers. It led to 36 points. Tom Thibodeau said there were stretches where we played very good defense and stretches where we didn't. I think once you dig into it and you look at it, it was our defense. Maybe it was our turnovers. I think it was probably a combination of both letting us down. I mean, that's just all there is to it. The Knicks are done. Courtesy of the Pacers, just like last year, New York still hasn't played in the finals since 1999. Everybody was happy at the field house. They had it all going, parties all over the place. Reggie Miller's presentation of the Bob Cousy Trophy to the Pacers owner, Herb Simon, on TNT's final NBA broadcast. They're going to ESPN now. But the bottom line is the Knicks answer with 8 straight to cut the deficit to 78-71. But the Pacers responded with another 9-0 run to take their biggest lead of the game. And the Knicks were forced to play catch up the rest of the night. Carlisle said this is no time to be popping champagne. He won the title in 2011 as coach of the Mavs. He said when you get to this point in the season, it's 2 teams and it's 1 goal. So it becomes an all or nothing thing, and we understand the magnitude of it. As I said, it'll start Thursday night in Oak City against this great young Thunder team who's been kicking everyone's ass, and they're heavily favored over the Pacers to win the title. So Thursday night will be game 1 at the Paycom Center, 8:30 on ABC this week. Oak City's laying 9.5. 230 and a hook is the total for game 1. And just so we're clear, because everybody loves hockey, 8 o'clock on Wednesday night here, the 4th, the Panthers and Oilers play game 1 at Rogers Place in Farrell, Alberta. Edmonton is favored, -125. It's a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final, of course, that the Panthers built a 3-0 lead on the Oilers. Eventually, the Oilers came back and forced a game 7 in Sunrise, but the Panthers won that game 2-1 and the Stanley Cup. So the champs are going back at it with the same team again, and it starts in Canada on Wednesday night, like I said. All right, let's go back to baseball from Sunday. The Rangers beat the Cardinals 8-1 at the Globe. DeGrom improves to 5-2 with a 2.34 ERA. The Red Sox, another strong performance from Crochet. He's 5-4 with a 1.98 ERA. They beat the Braves in Atlanta, Boston did, 3-1. The Orioles swept the White Sox in Camden this weekend, finally looking good, 3-2 over Chicago on Sunday. Morton the Fisherman, the winner, finally looking good. He's 2-7. He's been a disaster. The Brewers swept the Phillies at the bank all weekend long in Philadelphia, 5-2 on Sunday behind Don't Call Me Rick Mears. Blue Jays swept the A's 4 games in Toronto, 8-4 on Sunday. Swanson got the win. Guardians over the Angels, 4-2. The Mets swept the Rockies at Citi Field this weekend, 5-3 on Sunday behind Clay Holmes. The Giants doubled up the Marlins 4-2 in Miami behind Birdsong. Tigers 1-0 over the Royals. Lee got the win for Detroit in Kansas City. Astros at home 1-0 over the Rays in H-Town behind Hunter Brown, who's now 8-3 with a 1.83 ERA. He's been brilliant. Cubs over the Reds at Wrigley. Jameson shots at Tyone improved to 5-3. Mariners 2-1 over the Twins. Cal Raleigh, another home run. He's got 23. They beat the Twins by a run. Diamondbacks 3-1 over the Nationals. The Padres, Machado hit a home run, and the go-ahead sack fly for the Friars. They beat the Pirates 6-4. And on Sunday Night Baseball, Ryan Yarbrough had the Dodgers eating out of his palms. He beat Yamamoto, getting it done. They finally get a game after losing the first two at Dodger Stadium. All right, let's take a look at Monday's slate. Everything under the lights. 6:40 Rockies and Marlins in Miami. Marquez against Don't Call Me Oscar Mayer. 7:10 Angels and Red Sox at Fenway. Anderson against throwing a fit for the Red Sox. 7:10 on Fox Sports 1, Brewers and Reds. Savali against Singer. 7:40 Tigers and White Sox on the south side. Flaherty against Cannon Cameras. 9:45 the Padres and Giants at Oracle in the city. Kolek against Logan spinning a web. 10:05 it's the Twins and A's in Sactown. Jack Ryan against Luis Severino there. And 10:10 on MLB Network, a rematch of the pennant. You got Mets, Dodgers. They played at Citi Field already this year. Now they're playing at Dodger Stadium. Tonight it's Blackburn against Dustin May at Chavez Ravine. We're into June now. Let's take a look at the standings in the American League East. It's the Yankees by 5.5 games over the Jays, 6.5 over the Rays, 8.5 over the Red Sox. The O's are 14 back. Detroit leads the Central by 6 games over the Guardians and 7 over the Twins. The Royals are 8 back. White Sox 20 and a hook back. In the West, Seattle by 0.5 game over Houston. Texas is 4 back. In the National League East, the Mets lead the Phillies by 1 game. In the East, the Nats are 9 back. In the Central, it's the Cubs by 4 games over the Cardinals. The Brewers are 5.5 back. And in the West, the Dodgers have a 2-game lead over the Padres, 3 over the Giants, 8 over the Snakes, and the Rockies, a miserable, worst record ever in the modern era, 9-50. They're 27 games out and their season is over. Scott Scheffler just continues to dominate the PGA Tour. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, he won the PGA Championship, and now he's won the Memorial in Muirfield in Dublin, Ohio, Jack Nicklaus's tournament for the 2nd year in a row. Only Tiger Woods has done that. Scheffler never lost the lead, never gave anyone much of a chance down the stretch. He was relentless. He closed with a 2-under 70 in conditions that felt like a dress rehearsal for the U.S. Open. He was the only player to break par all 4 days. Scheffler, who won for the 9th straight time with a 54-hole lead, as I said, joined Tiger's the only repeat winners of the Memorial. Woods won 3 in a row from 99, 2000, 2001, among his 5 titles at Muirfield Village. Nicklaus said, "Well, you did it again." While Scheffler was walking off the green, he's dominant. And he didn't really play that great. He didn't have a birdie until the 5th hole. Only hit 4 of his first 10 greens in regulation, coming off a bogey from the rough on the 10th hole. His only bogey in his last 40 holes. His lead was 1 shot over Ben Griffin. Scheffler had a birdie putt from just inside 15 feet on the par 5 11th. Griffin chipped to 4 feet for a birdie. Scheffler made. Griffin missed. Scheffler is in the middle of the green on the next 2 holes, his shots, and then Griffin missed them and made bogey. The lead was 4 shots. Scheffler said, "Only 1 bogey around this place is pretty good. I hit a lot of fairways. I definitely wasn't in the rough very much. I think I hit it in the rough off of 10, but outside of that, I don't think I was really in the rough at all around this place." That's going to be the key. He just made it look simple on Sunday and all weekend long. Griffin did pull within 2 shots with 2 to play. Scheffler doesn't make mistakes, though. Fairway and green on 17. Fairway and green on 18. Griffin made double bogey on 17, and that was that. Scheffler has won 3 times in his last 4 starts. The exception was Colonial, a tie for 4th the week after winning the PGA Championship, and expanded his margin at number 1 in the world to levels they haven't seen since Woods was at the top of the world. For Scheffler, it was his 5th victory in a $20 million signature event in the last 2 years. He comes up big when the most money's on the table. Scheffler is the first player to win 3 PGA Tour events by 4 or more shots in consecutive seasons since Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, and Byron Nelson in 45 and 46. Nelson did it from 44 to 46. Look how long it's been. His last 3 victories have been by 8 shots at the Nelson, 5 shots at the PGA, and 4 shots here at the Memorial. Nicklaus said, "Scotty, he didn't play for him spectacularly. He played what he should do. He played good, solid, smart golf, 370s and a 68. That's pretty good golf under the conditions that were out there. That's what the best player in the world does." Scotty Scheffler owning the tour these days. By the way, Maja Stark won the U.S. Women's Open in Wisconsin over Nelly Korda. You're good to go on a Monday. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast, SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money because we hit so many bets. Watch Profit plays for all the mixed picks. And make sure you catch Jim Florentine's comedy specials. There's tons of them on there. You're going to love it. It's the Pharrell and the Profit app. Sign up today. You won't be disappointed. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellandABench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Shag out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.